enlisted. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, we got big news here at thealexjonesstore.com. Are you a member of the Alex Jones VIP Club yet? In this critical time of uncertainty, we don't know what the future holds for the operation. The following information that I'm about to relay to you is imperative. This is all part of the Alex Jones VIP Club at thealexjonesstore.com. You have monthly member credits. Every month, as a VIP member, you get $40 free store credit. That's right. It's like money in your pocket for the best products out there. Alex Jones products at the best prices. We're taking 10 to 40% off everything in our store 24/7, 365 days a year. This is unbeatable pricing you'll never find anywhere else. Automatic double entries in giveaways. You want to win? I know you do. As a VIP, you get double entries into every single giveaway. No effort, just double your chances like that by becoming an Alex Jones VIP. You have exclusive VIP-only giveaways. This is where it gets big. VIP members get entered into their own exclusive giveaways every month. Nobody else is allowed in these VIP giveaways. Early access to products, promos, and giveaways as well. If you want to be ahead of the curve, VIP members get first access to new products, promotions, and giveaways before anyone else. You'll be in the know. You also get free shipping on orders over $99. That's right. Orders over $99, you'll get free shipping. With the longevity of the operation in question, now is the most opportune time to get involved. Join the VIP Club, Patriots. Don't wait. The clock is ticking at thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. And don't forget about all those great reviews that we have going as well.
At thealexjonesstore.com, we don't just sell products and t-shirts. We empower patriots to stay strong in the fight for freedom. Our best-selling items like Ultimate CMOS and our amazing fundraiser t-shirts help keep Americans fighting for freedom outwardly and inwardly as they support the InfoWars broadcast and the Alex Jones broadcast as well.
Conspiracies are no longer conspiracies, they're truth.
We love the shirts, and not only that, I just wish more people would get wise. Elect Donald Trump, baby!
That's right. That's who I'm voting for. And I'm Hispanic.
We hear stories like this every day. Real Americans just like you reclaiming their freedom with our cutting-edge supplements and t-shirts available right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Everyone, I wanted to recommend the AJ store. This is my first time buying. Obviously, it won't be my last. I'm going after the Alex Jones Was Right. That will be my next purchase. And the gummies. I really want those gummies.
At thealexjonesstore.com, we stand behind every product with rigorous testing and unparalleled quality. But don't just take our word for it. See what thousands of satisfied customers are saying and experience the benefits for yourself.
I stand for Alex Jones, the AJ Store, and all of us patriots. And God bless my new shirt, and God bless you all, America. Will rise again.
Head to thealexjonesstore.com today, read the reviews, and join the movement of informed, empowered patriots taking their health and style into their own hands. Don't wait. Stock up now because your freedom and future depend on it. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now.
We're winning.
Thank you to everybody who has supported us over the years and everybody sending us your reviews from the alexjonesstore.com. All right, when we come back, I am going to get into some of these highlights from the Al Smith dinner. Trump was absolutely on fire, roasting the Democrats, and he wasn't the only one. That's coming up next right here on the InfoWars War Room. Hour number two. Live now.
Irish sea moss has been all the rage in the last 5 years because when folks started discovering it,
It took the country and the world by storm because of the incredible effects it has. It's probably the greatest superfood out there, full of organic-based iodine and a whole bunch of vitamins and minerals. And we've got the gummies and the capsules now in stock at thealexjonesstore.com that are some of the strongest and best out there. Up to 55% off when you get three bottles, over 40% off when you get two bottles, 40% off when you get one bottle, and it's in stock right now, Ultimate Sea Moss, at our great sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com. And while you're there, check out the hundreds of designs of Patriot t-shirts, ball caps, and hoodies. And regardless what happens to InfoWars here in the next 28 days, ladies and gentlemen, your support of our sponsor will make sure I am able to stay on air. So please take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Get the Ultimate Sea Moss gummies and capsules, as well as other amazing supplements and Patriot apparel. God bless you. Now, thanks for the support.
Night. Usually both presidential candidates are there. Kamala Harris skipped. First time the Democrat candidate has skipped since 1984, and the results of that election were a Ronald Reagan resounding victory of historic and epic proportions. We'd love to see that result again. Not so sure about that. We would if we had a fair election. We would if there wasn't any cheating or scandal going on, but I think we all know better than that. So let's just get into all of these. In fact, guys, for the sake of time, why don't we just roll all of them? The only clip that's not in order here would be six. So let's just pull that and let's go one through seven, back to back to back. Just Trump roasting, just roasting last night, guys. Go ahead.
If Democrats really wanted to have someone not be with us this evening, they would have just sent Joe Biden. You know, he's having second thoughts. You know that, right? He wants to come back. If she does any worse in the polls, they're going to bring him back again, I think. Chuck, he's going to do it. He's the one that got him out. That's the guy. Much more so than Crazy Nancy, I will tell you, because I know him. He did it. Joe has almost disappeared from view. The only way tradition holds that I'm supposed to tell a few self-deprecating jokes this evening. So here it goes. Nope. I've got nothing. There's nothing to say. I guess I just don't see the point of taking shots at myself when other people have been shooting at me for a hell of a long time, and they shoot at me. I used to think the Democrats were crazy for saying that men have periods, but then I met Tim Walz. Coming in very, very strong a certain way. I won't tell you what way that is, but Chuck Schumer is here looking very glum. He looks glum. But look on the bright side, Chuck, considering how woke your party has become. If Kamala loses, you still have a chance to become the first woman president. There's a group called White Dudes for Harris. Have you seen this? White Dudes for Harris. Anybody know? Are some of you here? White Dudes for Harris. Doesn't sound like it. But I'm not worried about them at all because their wives and their wives' lovers are all voting for me. Every one of those people are voting for me. All polls are indicating I'm leading big with the Catholic vote, as I should be. But I don't think Kamala has given up yet. She hasn't. Instead of attending tonight, she's in Michigan receiving communion from Gretchen Whitmer.
Do you remember that weird video?
That's strangeness. Not a pretty sight. But Catholics, please don't be too insulted by Kamala's absence. if the Democrats, he says, thank you very much, I appreciate that. If Democrats really wanted to have someone not be with us this evening, they would have just sent Joe Biden.
Now, we'll play that. We'll play Gaffigan in a second here, guys. So that's just a short highlight reel. There were some other zingers that he had about deportation and Kamala wanting to deport Bret Baier and open border stuff. But I think maybe the best part of it is Chuck Schumer sitting right there next to him. And, I mean, you know, that guy is just, I mean, he's like a, he's about the same as a New York rat. You know, New York has these giant rats running around here. Schumer's one of them. And you just see his face when Trump is making these jokes. Oh, it's glorious. And then Michael Bloomberg, with some of these camera angles in front of Trump, just, he's like just beside himself. And I'm glad, though, because Trump was sitting on the other side of that priest. I'm glad they had a priest in between Chuck Schumer and Donald Trump to kind of provide a barrier between Chuck's demon rat energy and then Trump and Melania. So I'm glad they had that situation figured out there so that Trump wouldn't have to be next to that demon rat all day long. But, yeah, I mean, just Schumer's just dirty rat scowl shaking his head. Bloomberg looks like his head is about to explode off of his shoulders. Fantastic stuff. But Trump telling a cuck joke. I mean, come on. Come on. I mean, that's just something else right there. Wow. Okay. Now, here's Jim Gaffigan. So it's all, you know, again, it's the same business where all these leftists, all these Democrats have the unspoken bond, the unspoken agreement. They're going to lie. They're going to cheat. They're going to steal. They know everything they do is either ethically wrong, morally wrong, cheating, whatever, lying. They know it all. But they do it anyway. Everybody knows they ran a coup on Joe Biden. Everybody knows Kamala Harris didn't get a single vote. And they just pretend like, you know, oh, she's legitimate. She's the greatest ever. Doesn't matter she had the lowest polling numbers as vice president. Doesn't matter they were running stories in left-wing news outlets where the insiders in the Capitol leak to these reporters so they can get exclusives that the Biden administration was actually considering getting rid of Kamala Harris because she was so bad. She was hemorrhaging staff. Like 80% of her staff has quit, her original staff, because she's so insufferable. They were going to get rid of her. They were trying to get rid of Kamala Harris. And now she's just, you know, the greatest thing ever. But they all know it's a lie. And Jim Gaffigan gets up there and says it in front of all these people because everybody knows it. The Democrats know it. Their friends in the media know it. And they just lie to the American people because that's how little they think of you. So here's Gaffigan making that joke in clip six.
Yeah, this has been an interesting presidential campaign. The Democrats have been telling us Trump's re-election is a threat to democracy. In fact, they were so concerned of this threat, they staged a coup, ousted their democratically elected incumbent, and installed Kamala Harris. In other words, all her dreams have come true.
So it's all a big joke. Now, see, this is another important psychology, more so, I think, of the political class, but the media class the most. They really don't think much of the American people. And they think so little, in fact, of the American people that they will just lie, deceive, propagandize, because they really view that it's their job to do so. They have that authority over you. And they know better than you. So, yes, they will lie to the American people because they just think they're better than you and you don't deserve to be informed and you don't deserve to make your own decisions or do your own research. That's their job. They're going to tell you how to live your life and make political decisions. They just look down on you. And, of course, that's not how we feel here at InfoWars. That's certainly not how I feel about my audience. But that's how they feel. And so that's why they play this game. Everybody knows they ran the coup on Joe Biden. Everybody knows Kamala Harris was a disastrous VP. They're lying to their audience. They lie to the Democrat voters because they think so little of them. It's really sad, actually. It's a really sad state of affairs. Kind of like how they told you how fit Joe Biden was, how great he was, and he was going to run no matter what, and he was staying in the race, and then a couple days later, he was out with a tweet and a document that appeared to have a Ford's signature on it. And then it was immediately Kamala Harris was the greatest thing ever. And you are not supposed to even ask a question. So, with that, I want to take phone calls the rest of the way. Now, we do have some other news headlines we're going to cover. I got a couple other video clips as well. Some Kamala Harris video clips, some Bill Clinton. I mean, this is crazy what Bill Clinton is trying to do now. They why are they putting this guy back on the field? Just shows how desperate they are, because he's not helping them at all, and I don't even think he cares about it. You have Democrats in Wisconsin that are pro-Trump to try to get into office. Can you believe that? They're running pro-Trump ads as Democrats because they think that that's what they need to do to win. Isn't that ironic? So we'll address that and some of these other news. But I want to start getting people lined up on the phone right now. Anything we've covered, should I say this week? I mean, we can even just go open phone lines. Let's just put the number out. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. The number is on the screen right now. Give us a call. I'd say just open lines for today. Whatever you want to talk about is fair game. And we'll probably, I mean, maybe if I get people in Georgia that want to talk about what they're hearing in Georgia, we might move that to the front of the line, because I do believe that's an important story. I haven't heard anything like that out of North Carolina yet. So I think Trump is good in North Carolina as far as I can tell. But maybe if we have people in Georgia that want to report on that story from Marjorie Taylor Greene earlier today and then the judge in Fulton County, we might move that to the front of the line. But other than that, we'll say open lines for today. And of course, we'll put in some other news and video clips as we take your calls the rest of the way. So before we do that, on the other side of this, we will take your calls. But first, this special message from Alex Jones.
This is something that's next level and something I'm going to be talking a lot about. And I only bring you things that are game changing. But of everything we've ever put out, this is the game changer. If you think X2 and X3, Deep Earth Crystal Ionime, are game-changing, they are. Nobody ever put this out until I started 12 years ago. If you get a DEA license from Deep Earth Crystals under the ground, it goes right into your bloodstream. It does amazing things. The only thing you could say might be as good or maybe even better is CMOS, and that's why it's been all the rage the last few years, because it has no mercury in it, unlike fish, but it's bioavailable because it's in the special type of CMOS. And it delivers all these super nutrients and the ring structures of how the nutrients are together bound with the iodine and other things does incredible things in the body. So if you want energy, libido, stamina, immune system, your skin to look beautiful, if you think the iodine was great, this is next level. It's the ultimate CMOS gummies. It's a concentrate. It's super strong. It will blow you away. It'll take a week or so for the effects for you to start seeing, and after taking it for a month, it's incredible. I've been taking these for over a month. It's one of the reasons that I'm so much healthier and look so much better, and now it's available to you exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com. There's a lot of CMOS out there, and a lot of it's great. This is the highest quality you're going to get, and it supports the broadcast. That's why you should get it from us, thealexjonesstore.com. Promotes healthy digestion, improves skin health, supports joint and muscle health, boosts energy levels, improves mental health, supports thyroid health. CMOS is a natural source of iodine in a key type, which is in the plant, so it goes differently into the body, which is essential for maintaining healthy thyroid function, helping regulate your metabolism and hormone production. rich in nutrients that are in a just super organic, bioavailable form. It all goes together. It's next level. CMOS is packed with vitamins and minerals like iodine, iron, magnesium, potassium, vitamins A, C, and K. These nutrients support overall health, including immune function and energy levels. And so you need to get it. It's next level. Ultimate CMOS, the latest supplement with bladder, rack, and burdock root. And it is just the ultimate formula. Nobody has got something at this quality. This is the best from the top manufacturer that lets us private label it. There's only one other place to get it. There's hundreds of brands of this. This is the best. This is the best. At thealexjonesstore.com. It'll blow you away, and it keeps us on air one way or another. Go down to thealexjonesstore.com. There's some new t-shirts there as well. Be sure to check those out at thealexjonesstore.com.
Okay. Now, with that, we will begin taking your phone calls. Again, we've got more clips of Kamala Harris, some other clips, some other news, but I wanted to get into the calls early today so we can take as many as possible. Because if I go any longer with this news, we'll end up just doing a segment or two, and we won't be able to take as many calls. So I wanted to get out in front of that. And we'll start with Clay in Texas, first caller of the day on a Friday. Clay, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Owen? Hey, I met you at the Reawaken Tour, I guess like 2 years ago in Frisco, Texas, man. I love you and hope you're doing well. Glad to see you're out of jail and still with InfoWars. Really just wanted to say that I think Trump should just get on stage or at a press conference and just mention 21 million illegal immigrants that have crossed over in the past 4 years. What is it? 325,000 kids that are missing. And also, what is it, 12,000 convicted felons that they know that are in the United States from illegal border crossing? I think that would really, if he just said those three things and walked off stage, I think that would just...
Well, he does say those things. You know, when he does an hour and a half long speech at a rally, things tend to get lost in translation. He's said similar things during all of these interviews that he's done as well. So it's not like he's not saying these things. I guess the strategy would be to say it so much and so often that it's impossible to ignore. Or maybe he could put out one of those short videos that he does on his Truth Social account and just say those quick things in just like a 60-second video. Because it's not that he's not saying these things. It's just, you know, it gets lost in translation when he does a 90-minute rally speech.
For sure, and we all love those. I think just to hit those that are kind of still undecided, during a press conference, whenever he starts taking questions from reporters, don't even take questions. Just say, I want to say three things, and then just say those three things and walk off the stage. And I think that would leave everybody stunned, and I think people that are on the fence would kind of look more into the matter and fact-checked, so to speak. Also, I think last night was brilliant by Trump. Sounded like there was a few jokes that he really didn't even want to say. They were pretty bad for his standards.
Yeah, I didn't play the one where he told Kamala to keep Doug away from the nanny.
I think that was the one that he seemed like he was really uncomfortable saying. I mean, you know, we know that he didn't write those jokes, but I feel like still his deliverance was perfect. And it's funny just to see Jim Gaffigan on stage just throwing bombs at all these Democrats. I mean, everybody knows that they're full of it, that they're just straight up lying to us in our faces. And, you know, I think enough is enough. I think we're all tired of it. And I'm looking forward to the election. I do think, though, that this is what's going to happen. I think Alex Jones said this yesterday, the day before last, but not on point of what I'm saying. I think Biden, something's going to happen to Biden. Kamala's going to become president. Then something terrible is going to happen. It's going to halt the election or something similar to that, to where she's going to be the president and the elections are going to be halted. That's my theory, and that's all I had to say. I appreciate it, man.
Well, there's no doubt, and thank you for the call, Clay. There's no doubt they are going to have something big up their sleeve. And so I think the trajectory right now, you know, the predictable trajectory right now is, although, you know, I'm up in the air with Georgia now. I got to admit that. So let's say Trump doesn't win. People just aren't going to believe it. People just aren't going to believe it. So that's going to create some sort of political vacuum. Not like in 2020. It'll be much bigger, much broader. And you won't be considered a conspiracy theorist. It'll be kind of mainstream, I think, for any conservative that loves this country. And then let's say Trump wins. They're going to not certify. The Democrats will try to stop the certification. But I think they'll fail. I think they will fail in that process. But they will try. So that's kind of the predictable trajectory. But then you bring up stuff like that. You know, these are kind of the unknowns. Does the FBI stand down and let some big terror attack happen? Do they cancel the elections over another big event? Do they just install Kamala Harris and then postpone elections like Zelensky does? These are certainly factors. And you hope we don't have to go through that. It'll just be so obvious at that point. So you know, the real question is, are the Democrats really at a point right now, politically, where they're willing to just go full power grab? They might be there. Or do they realize they still have to kind of nuance it? They still have to kind of massage it? You know, they still point the finger and say Trump's the dictator and these guys are the fascists and all this other crap. So it's like, are they really just ready to go full on frontal, mask off? You know what? We're not hiding it. We're the authoritarians. We're the dictators. We're just conquering the country. Just get over it. Are they really ready for that? Because that's what they're going to have to do. I mean, that's what they're going to have to do at this point in order to maintain power, I believe. So they might be ready for that. They might not be. Let's take another call here. Let's go to Lincoln in Florida. Lincoln, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Go on.
Howdy.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I was just going to say this. First and foremost, I'm 20 now, but I've been watching you for a little bit now, probably when I was around 16, 17. I started watching those videos of you and the protests and stuff like that. So that was when I started watching you. So I've been watching you for some years now, and I just want to say thank you for, you know, all that hard work trying to put all this information out there. But I was just going to say this for all the people, but what happened with the two hurricanes, it's very real, and the damage is very real. You know, I'm at work, and, you know, the manager comes in. He's like, my house is destroyed. It's all of our beaches are destroyed. Like, you know, you had Clearwater Beach. It was, I think last year it was rated number one, like the nicest beach in all of America. That beach is destroyed. All of the shops are destroyed. Everything is destroyed. The whole coastline from Helene on the West Coast, our East Coast didn't get damaged as bad. And then you had Milton that rolled through again. And understand this, when Milton hit, there was so much debris just sitting out in front of people's houses. In nearly every single town.
Lincoln, you got 20 seconds. What do you want to conclude with here?
I was just going to say this. It's just crazy how the Biden administration, they put no focus on the storm. They didn't want to put any money towards helping people out. That's all I wanted to say, and the damage is crazy. And when Milton hit, it would just made it even more of a disaster.
Yeah, and you know, the mainstream media is kind of passing on it too, now that they can't send the blondes out there with their hair flapping in the wind.
Here's your chance to keep my broadcast, which the globalists absolutely hate, which is devastating them, on the air and empower your body, your overall health, your immune system, your mental clarity. Now, anybody that knows about supplements and what is the most popular stuff out there knows that Irish sea moss has compounds in it that make it arguably the greatest superfood out there. It's got one of the best bioavailable forms of iodine in it. It's got all these key minerals, all of these key vitamins, and a bunch of other what they call ring structures involved in it that help the vitamins and minerals and other compounds like iodine get directly into your cells. So you want to go to the alexjonesstore.com and get this incredible CMOS product that is called Alex Jones's Ultimate CMOS. You will immediately feel the energy and the mental clarity. And within a few weeks, the iodine in your cells really starts to kick in, and that's when you feel the real benefits. There's also some other great supplements on the site, and there's also amazing t-shirts, hoodies, and ball caps that have the message of liberty, InfoWars, Alex Jones, President Trump. All of these messages support and promote freedom and exercise your First Amendment in the face of the leftist tyrants that want to silence all of us. So it is a 360 win to keep my broadcast on the air one way or another when you go to thealexjonesstore.com and get Ultimate CMOS and some of the other products that are there. I can't do this without your help. I try to bring you products that I know are really going to work, so you'll love them, so you'll come back and get them again and again. I will never give up. I will never sell out. I will never back down. But we could give out without your support. Look, the globalists with all their big fake lawsuits and rig courts openly told me, stop promoting the Second Amendment, stop promoting Trump, we'll drop all this. They literally think that I will buckle to them, that I will bow to them, that I will give in to them. I will never do that. I will never sell out. It's impossible. Can't even think about it. But I could give out, as I keep saying. So please keep us on the air. We have broken so many huge stories. We've exposed the poison shots, the open borders, the globalist pedophile rings, the World War III situation. Almost everybody I interview that's prominently fighting the New World Order now says I woke them up. People like Tucker Carlson.
Alex Jones is the most extraordinary person I've ever met.
So the show has been a devastating weapon against the New World Order. But it cannot continue on, no matter what happens to InfoWars here in the next few weeks, without your support. So please make the decision now to keep me on air and to keep the crew working and to keep the special reports coming out by going to thealexjonesstore.com and getting the Ultimate CMOS, getting t-shirts, hoodies, ball caps, new designs being added, limited edition, super high quality at thealexjonesstore.com. Again, I humbly thank you for all your support, and I ask you to please keep me in the game. Make the decision now to go to thealexjonesstore.com, and God bless you all.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Warning.
This broadcast
is not for the
weak-minded.
It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
You know, I'm a little depressed because we had our first week in Austin, Texas today where we didn't have a 90-degree day, and that upsets me. And now the sun is setting earlier. They're about to screw us again with this daylight savings time bullcrap. Not a fan. Not a fan, I got to tell you. Not really ready for this cold weather, and then short days. Mm-mm. Not ready for that. Other than that, though, here we are. The InfoWars War Room Live. We're halfway through the show. We're taking your calls. I already miss summer, I have to tell you. But first, I want to play a couple of these Kamala clips. Here she is screaming. She is really just breaking down, falling apart at this point. Here she is screaming at her rally today, clip 14.
Should never again have the privilege of standing behind the seal of the President of the United States. Never again. Never again. Never again.
My goodness. Who is that appealing to? Yikes. Now, she had a rally yesterday where somebody got into the rally, and they vet their crowds that get access to these rallies now, by the way, because they're so scared of protesters coming up and embarrassing her. One made it in, said, "Jesus is Lord," and that triggered Kamala, clip 15.
With the intention that they would undo the protections of Roe v. Wade, and they did as he intended. Oh, you guys are at the wrong rally. Mm-hmm. No, I think you meant to go to the smaller one down the street.
The smaller one. The smaller one. Oh, my gosh. Please. Please. That is just ludicrous to pretend like Trump doesn't have the biggest rallies of all time. Kamala's crowds are about 10% of what Donald Trump gets. I mean, Elon Musk is not even running for president and basically does this pop-up tour of Pennsylvania. He's getting the same crowd size as Kamala Harris is. Oh, my gosh, that is just crazy. But somebody says Jesus is Lord, and that triggers Kamala. I am curious. Does Kamala have any faith? Does she have a religion? Notice how she doesn't really talk about that. Nobody really asks about that. Is she a Christian? Is she Jewish? Is she Hindu? What is even Kamala? Does anybody even know? Was she mocking Christianity? Was she mocking Catholics there? Is that why she didn't go to the Al Smith dinner? Does she hate Catholics? Nobody really asks her about that. Isn't that strange? Maybe that's just a sign of the times. But I don't know. Has a candidate ever gotten away with just having no religious identity or faith identity before? Look at that. Is this right now, guys? Oh, my gosh. This is her live right now, so it's her second rally of the day. She's screaming. She's screaming already. This crowd is tiny. I wonder if they'll even switch to that second camera shot. There it is. Look at this. Oh, my gosh. Kamala has a tiny crowd in Michigan. Do we have audio here that we could? Yeah. Okay, folks, audio audience, this is a tiny crowd in Lansing, Michigan right now. Her earlier rally in Michigan had a tiny crowd as well. Trump is in Detroit, and he'll have probably 10,000 people. There's already a line outside of the venue. It's outside of the arena. They can't even fit them all in. Let's pipe this up real quick. We'll go back to the calls.
It's about investing in the industries that built America.
Oh, here we go.
Like steel. Iron, the great
steel?
American auto industry.
The auto industry,
and we will
okay.
Ensure
just take it down. I can't even. Oh.
Advanced batteries.
No.
But built. Right.
It's just so annoying. Like, talk to anybody who works in the steel industry or the oil industry for that matter. But she brings up steel. She brings up the auto industry. Talk to anybody who works in the steel industry Talk to anybody who works in the auto industry. Donald Trump was the greatest thing that's happened in modern American history to those industries. Donald Trump was trying to do everything he could to bring car manufacturing back to America and keep it from going to Mexico specifically. That was Donald Trump. They were turning on all these steel mills. Steel workers were being hired under Donald Trump. They're all back out of work again under Biden Harris. I mean, it's just ridiculous, man. I'm just sick of it. All right, let's take a phone call or two now. Let's go to Randy in Kansas. Randy, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I just want to point out a couple of things. First, the other night, I thought you did great in your debate. And the other guy, what's his fruitcake's name?
Steve Bonnell, and he goes by a stripper's name. He goes by a female stripper's name, Destiny.
Does he still live with his mom in the basement or something?
No, I mean, honestly, no. I mean, he does pretty well. I'm pretty sure he makes like millions of dollars from a Democrat super PAC. So he does well. He doesn't have to live with mommy. He just looks like it.
Yeah. And a couple of things. I think the word appointed for Miss Ding Dong there, it should be anointed. It's just like some royalty getting anointed up there to that position because, you know, she never had to do anything. And then another point I'd like to bring out is that back in 2020, there was an awesome lady named Tulsi Gabbard running for president. And now everybody's saying, oh, we want a female of color president. And that Jesse Ventura, I don't know what happened to him. He's kind of turncoat now. He's saying, oh, I want to see a black woman as president. And okay, well, I don't mind that either, but you need somebody that's going to do the job. And if I remember right, if my memory serves me right, Ms. Gabbard was banned and chastised and belittled and everything to the point where she just got out of the race.
Well, she was polling. She lasted longer than Harris. She got more votes than Harris. She was polling higher than Harris.
Yes, but then she started getting banned, if I remember right. She started getting banned
they didn't want her on the stage anymore because they were trying to get Biden across the finish line.
And there's no way because she speaks articulate and she's intelligent. She's a veteran and she'd blow him out of the water. But anyhow, I just wanted to point that out is the fact that, you know, now everybody wants this woman of color, but nobody wanted to vote for, you know, Tulsi Gabbard or anything back then. And they wanted to actually put her down and chastise her and everything. You know, it's kind of an oxymoron, I guess. But anyhow, this is the point I was trying to make. And thank you for taking my call.
Well, look, I would say if there's any female that I've seen that could be considered presidential, it would probably be Tulsi Gabbard. Now, I don't know. You know, obviously, these are all hypotheticals. I mean, if it was Tulsi Gabbard against Kamala Harris, I'd obviously vote for Tulsi Gabbard. But, you know, I don't know if I would vote for her for president, per se, if there was a better option. But just as far as a female running for president in America, as far as a woman running for president, I mean, Gabbard is probably the only one that I would say is presidential, that I've seen that is presidential and worthy of the position that I would consider voting for. There's no others that I've seen that I would consider voting for. And I mean, as a man, are we scared of women or really, as a man, can we vote for a woman president? I mean, really.
I don't have a problem with that. I don't, but we need somebody that can do the job. We can. Could you imagine, and hopefully God forbid it ever happens, but could you imagine Kamala Harris at like a G8, G12 conference? The translators would be going ballistic. What? I don't know what she's saying. How are they going to translate this constant word salad that she spews out? They'll be quitting. They'll be dropping it. Boss, look, I can't translate this. She's a buffoon, you know.
Yeah, thank you for the call. I mean, again, Gabbard is the only woman I've ever seen that would be worthy of me considering voting for her. I don't know. I don't know what it would take for America to have a woman president. I got to be honest. I think as long as there is a male up there, it might be hard for a woman to become president in this country. And I get it. Totally get it. I don't think that's misogynistic at all. But then they act like, oh, you won't vote for a woman. You're misogynistic. You won't vote for a woman. You're scared of a woman. Well, maybe it's my preference. I just don't want a female president. But no, Gabbard is the only one that I've ever seen that would be that would ever get my vote. I mean, maybe like a Marjorie Taylor Greene, if she wanted to run. But Kamala Harris, if that's your first female president, that's an embarrassment. Hillary Clinton, that would have been an embarrassment. But it's like Tulsi Gabbard, that's something you could be proud of. First female president, that'd be something we could be proud of. Not this witch. Not Hillary. Please, Lord, keep that woman out of office. Please, Lord God, keep Kamala Harris away from the presidency. Please, Lord God. Let's take another call. Let's go to Chris in Georgia on the early voting situation. We got a couple callers on this, in fact. Let's start with Chris in Georgia. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, Owen?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry about that. I had a breakup. I was just going to tell you, don't be dissuaded about the early voting in Georgia. Everybody here is being pressured on the conservative side to vote early. You know, we're feeling the fear from all the quote-unquote natural disasters, all that. And, you know, we just want to get our voting in, and we're being encouraged to.
Do you think the early voting numbers are up because it's Trump supporters voting?
Absolutely. I absolutely do. I'm going to tell you, like, I don't know when this became a quote-unquote purple state, but everywhere besides Atlanta is pretty red. I mean, we've got one liberal in the neighborhood, and they're so stupid. They don't even have a yard. They have rocks, just a gravel driveway, and they water their rocks every morning. Dude, I'm not even joking, man. I don't know if you can tell by my voice, I'm kind of nervous, not used to, you know, I'm just a normal dude, bro, that
Look at it this way. Then, if you ever get nervous.
See my liberal neighbors watering rocks.
Yeah, exactly. And, if you ever get nervous, just picture your liberal neighbors walking out into their gravel yard and watering the rocks.
Yes, sir. I want to say another thing. I got me a big do not tread on me little curtain over the window just because they always like to look in. Guy comes up, I like your flag, buddy. Like, yeah, I bet you do. They literally swear everything's better now. I mean, gas is up, groceries are up. I got weird neighbors now. And, oh, yeah, everything's better, buddy. Import some more liberals here. We love them.
Well, I will tell you, the liberals fleeing their own states, specifically the best examples being New York and California, and then moving to Florida and Texas, that's going to cost them four Electoral College votes, which could end up being the difference in this election.
You're preaching to the choir. I don't understand why we even tolerate this mass migration, even from the people that, like, they really do. They move into these smaller communities and impact the voting with their numbers. That's just a fact. I'm praying they don't ruin Austin like they did California.
Well, they're trying to turn Texas blue. We just purged over 1 million illegal voters from the voter rolls here in Texas, so I don't think it's not going to happen this election.
I hope you're right, though. I really do. I also wanted to know how you felt about early voting. I mean, because I was thinking about
going. Not a fan. Not a fan.
Okay. I'll just hold off then.
I think there's room for conversation on our elections. In fact, I think there's probably actually, I would actually say there's much needed conversation about our elections. Because now that everybody can vote, you don't just have to be a landowner. Now that everybody can vote, it's a painstaking process. So do you make it a national holiday? Do you make it a weekend deal? You know, maybe there's some room for conversation, or you just kind of say, or maybe you go back to the originalist interpretation of who gets to vote. And if you don't own any property, then you don't vote. You know, I mean, so maybe there's a conversation that needs to be had on that grounds. I don't like early voting, especially because we're at a point right now where there's still 2 weeks, more than 2 weeks until the election, and people are already voting. Well, who knows what could happen in these next 2 weeks? Maybe Kamala Harris says something you don't like and you wish you could change your vote. Well, you can't. So I don't like early voting. Certainly mail-in voting has to be stopped. That's just ludicrous. But it's just, you know, it's all about the Democrats trying to get as many people to vote as possible. And they just, any way they can do it, that's what they do. All right, Chris, thanks for the call. Let's go to Cliff in Georgia. Cliff, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey. Hi, Owen. I'm a same day voter too. I just hold my fire until the same day in person voting. Not a big fan of, I think it's just a way for them to get kind of an idea of what the numbers are.
Yeah.
To see how many they got to come across. And
yeah, it's like showing your hand in a game of poker.
Yeah, it is. I just think it's a bad idea. But as far as what worries me about these votes being changed, okay, I vote Georgia. You go, you hit the screen, you print out your ballot, you take it, you review it, make sure it's what you voted, and you give it to the poll worker there. And then if it's wrong, what do they do with the ballot? I haven't come across that yet. Do they take the ballot and then they tell you to go back to the machine? That machine is gonna, the data gets saved. So how every time they flip the vote, is that being counted for the Democrats? And you go back in there and you do it again, and what, three or four times, it keeps flipping your vote. And I just think that whatever's gonna happen, man. You know, I'm a retired Marine combat veteran, and we have a saying in the Marine Corps, no good plan survives first contact with the enemy. In other words, you got to have contingency upon contingency upon contingency. And I think that's what these people have. This just smells like a military operation. It smells like an intel operation. I don't think there's much that we can do about it. I think we got to let it play out. You know, do your thing, vote. Vote your conscience. I'm not telling anybody how to vote, but vote your conscience. And then, I mean, let's face it, I live in rural Georgia. There's nobody here that's going to believe that Kamala Harris got the majority of the votes. They're just not going to believe it.
I don't see many people in Georgia believing Kamala Harris would win Georgia.
No, it's just not. There's no way. There's just no way. There's nobody. And that's kind of what I'm seeing across the board. You got hundreds of thousand people going to a Trump rally in California, but, you know, you're going to tell me that they're going to believe that she won this election? Nobody's going to believe it. Even they can steal it, but I think at this point that's why they're so calm, and they just don't care if you believe it or not.
Yeah, and that's what I was saying earlier. We're about to cross this threshold where it's just by hook, by crook, whatever, it's going to be in your face. The Democrats just stole your country, and it's a one-party rule now. And that's not to say that there won't be Republicans that get in, but the Democrats will have all the power. The Democrats will have people inside the Republican Party with just an R behind their name. They'll run the media. They'll run the social media companies. They'll get rid of the ones they don't. And so it's just going to be right in your face. It's not going to be nuanced. It's not going to be in the shadows. It's going to be right in your face. So we may have crossed that threshold. The total power grab from the Democrats might be in front of us.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think we have. I don't think it might. I think it is. And I would still encourage people to go out and do their thing. Go out and vote. You got to. I just don't think at this point, I think we've gone too far. I think we've gone down the road too far, and, you know, there's a saying in the book of Acts, or not a saying, but a story in the book of Acts where the apostles were trying to preach the gospel, and some of the Jewish religious leaders were, you know, again, they were angry with the apostles, and they asked one of the senior Jewish religious leaders what he thought of the thing, and he said, leave these guys alone. If what they're doing is of men, it will come to nothing. If what they're doing is of God, you can't stop it. So I think at this point, we're people of faith here in Georgia. I think, and as is most of the country, I think you've got to give it to God and just ride it out, man. I think we're at that point. God bless you, Owen. Thanks for the time.
Thanks for the call. And you bring up a point, and I can't believe I've never thought of this or heard anybody say it, but you're absolutely right. What happens when you get your receipt back and it has the wrong votes and you have to go vote again. Does it still, I mean, that's a great point. So if it prints out your receipt and it says you voted Democrat, even though you voted Trump, does it still count? So then you have to vote twice to cancel out the fake vote and then to get your vote to count? It's crazy. And Rasmussen polling now, and they're involved in some litigation as well. Rasmussen polling is, these are probably your Democrats pretending to be Republicans, Brian Kemp and Brad Raffensperger in Georgia. Let's see. Let's see if there's any comments. I mean, this story is now national news, so they can't ignore it. This story is now national news. Folks, do you see the power of InfoWars? Do you see why they want us off air? Marjorie Taylor Greene came on the Alex Jones Show, made national news. Now there's headlines all across the internet press, mainstream news, Rasmussen polls, everybody talking about it, multiple callers into the show. I have others. Because Marjorie Taylor Greene came on the Alex Jones Show, came on InfoWars today and broke the news. So let's see. So it's not like they can pretend like they didn't hear it. It's not like they can pretend that they didn't know. It's national news. It's everywhere. People in Georgia are talking about it. So will Kemp and Raffensperger have anything to say? Will they be doing any investigations? Will they answer now the obvious question, which is, hey, if it prints out a receipt that says I voted for Democrats, even though I voted for Republicans, what happens inside the machines? Oh, man, I'm telling you. I just call it as I see it, folks. The steel is on in Georgia. And if Kemp and Raffensperger are going to have the final say, Trump's going to have to win Pennsylvania. And do you think that's going to happen? Man, we got more callers on this in Georgia. So we'll go back to Georgia after this break. But, you know, Trump broke some news on the second would-be assassin. He had 6 cell phones. What does that sound like to you? 6 cell phones? Sounds like an intelligence operative to me. 6 cell phones? Do you know anybody that has 6 cell phones? Sounds like an intelligence operative to me. And now the lawyers are trying to remove Judge Cannon from the case, saying you can't be in charge of this case because Trump appointed you. And they're, you know, he's saying he's innocent now. So that thing gets more interesting. Now, the FBI has no answers, though, by the way. They don't know anything. We don't know anything. We know nothing.
At thealexjonesstore.com, we don't just sell products and t-shirts. We empower patriots to stay strong in the fight for freedom. Our best-selling items like Ultimate CMOS and our amazing fundraiser t-shirts help keep Americans fighting for freedom outwardly and inwardly as they support the InfoWars broadcast and the Alex Jones broadcast as well.
Conspiracies are no longer conspiracies, they're truth.
We love the shirts. And not only that, I just wish more people would get wise. Elect Donald Trump, baby!
That's right. That's who I'm voting for. And I'm Hispanic.
We hear stories like this every day. Real Americans just like you reclaiming their freedom with our cutting-edge supplements and t-shirts available right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Everyone, I wanted to recommend the AJ Store. This is my first time buying. Obviously, it won't be my last. I'm going after the Alex Jones Was Right. That will be my next purchase. And the gummies. I really want those gummies.
At thealexjonesstore.com, we stand behind every product with rigorous testing and unparalleled quality. But don't just take our word for it. See what thousands of satisfied customers are saying and experience the benefits for yourself.
I stand for Alex Jones, the AJ Store, and all of us patriots. And God bless my new shirt, and God bless you all, America. will rise again.
Head to thealexjonesstore.com today, read the reviews, and join the movement of informed, empowered patriots taking their health and style into their own hands. Don't wait. Stock up now because your freedom and future depend on it. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now.
We're winning.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.